Welcome to Inside Insurance with Doug Sodsma from Sodsma Insurance Agency. Security close to home.
We're doing it yet again, even with my terrible puns last week, which, Doug,
I'm still rolling my eyes over those.
I know. I'm so sorry. Even my girlfriend yelled at me for those. So, Doug, we're here for another episode of Inside Insurance. Doug Sodsma of the Sodsma Insurance Agency. How's it going today,
hey,
Doug?
Hey, Ian. It's going wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's glad to have you back,
Thank you.
And today, we're talking about auto insurance,
yep.
But we're talking about some common questions.
Yes.
And I can imagine, as somebody in your position, you get a lot of questions.
I do. And sometimes it's, you know, you start going, why am I getting this question multiple times, you know, in a month or in a year? You know, it kind of run over and over and over sometimes. And so I thought I'd make a little list here and we can kind of maybe hit on a few of those more common insurance questions.
Okay, we could definitely do that.
Does that sound like a plan?
Of course.
All right.
Here's the first one.
This one happens quite often. It's the call from someone who says, I'm going on a trip, and my daughter is going to be with me. Can she drive my car?
Okay.
So they're worried about someone else driving their car, and they want to know if this daughter's driving, gets in an accident, are they covered?
Mm-hmm.
Good question, I guess. And I just want to always say yes. That is not going to be a problem. We can allow other people to drive our car. Ian, if I needed to borrow your car.
No. Of course, Doug.
Please.
Borrow my car. Of course you can.
And I got in an accident with it. Your insurance company would have to pay.
Of course. Okay.
But they'd want to know who I am. Who's Doug? Why is he driving your car? And you would say, well, he's just a friend. Needed to go to Walmart, pick up some groceries. He drives. It's the only time he's ever driven my car. And that would kind of be the end of it.
Okay.
So we're allowed to let other people drive our vehicles.
Nice.
That's not a problem. So where it becomes a little bit of an issue is, let's say, you know, the daughter lives with mom. And they have to share the same address.
Oh, okay.
And then the daughter wasn't rated or listed as a driver on the policy. A little bit different there. But we're talking, you know, daughter has her own place. Mom has her own place. You can let someone drive your car.
Everything's copacetic.
Everything's going to be fine. Okay.
Yeah.
But if there's a little bit of a unique situation there, you can always call your agent and say, you know, this is what's going on. How would this be handled? So not saying just assume, but more than likely, it'll be fine.
Okay. All right. So what's another comment?
Let's say you borrow the friend's car and there is an accident. Who's going to pay? Like we just kind of had that little discussion. If I'm borrowing your car, your company would have to pay the damages.
Okay.
Because the coverage, kind of figure the coverage goes with the vehicle.
Exactly.
Okay. Not the driver. So sometimes people call and say, I have insurance with such and such company. If I drive this person's car, my company would pay. And I don't think that is not how it's going to work. It should be your friends or the insurance that car has. That's what's going to cover.
Exactly.
Okay?
So think of it that way, listeners. Really, the insurance is with the car, not the person. But
correct.
Again, if there are any questions, please go to Doug, not me. So what's another one, Doug?
This one, not really auto, but it's more of a home type related thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have a child that leaves off for college and they take all their, you know, their guitar and whatever, you know, they take their stuff that they love and normally it's insured under your homeowner's policy, but now they're off to college in the dorm room. What happens now?
Yeah.
So
stuff happens in dorm rooms.
Sure. So the homeowner's policy mom and dad have will cover the child's belongings at college.
Oh, wow.
So normally they don't need to have their own policy. Sometimes now the child gets a little bit older, they're a senior, now they're renting their own apartment. Sometimes that's when they may get a renter's policy.
Yep.
But generally speaking, when the child's away at college, they will have coverage extended from mom and dad's homeowner's policy.
Wow. Okay. I had no idea about that.
Yeah. So
thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so that's good, but that's a good question. I mean, those are things that people will call about. What if you cause an accident and you're being sued? Well, that's why you have insurance. That's what liability is all about.
Yeah.
So if you get in an accident and you damage somebody's car or somebody that, you know, gets hurt or injured, more than likely you're going to get sued or they're going to go after your insurance. So what I would say is just let the insurance company handle it. That's why you bought the insurance. That's why you have the you know, liability protection. Hopefully we have enough. You know, how about liability months ago or weeks ago? You know, you want to make sure you have enough liability and then maybe put that umbrella on top of it. But that's kind of another topic there. So you want to make sure you're covered. But kind of the claims department kind of takes over.
Oh, okay.
You know, and they'll kind of have their attorneys and all that stuff, you know, work with you and if you're getting sued.
That S word just, ooh, that scared me.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have time for one more?
You know what, Leah, let's
all right, so rental car.
Oh, yeah, rental
car. Rental car. We maybe talked about that in the past. I don't know.
Slightly,
but we will extend coverage to a temporary substitute is what the insurance lingo would be.
Okay.
But let's call it a rental car.
Yeah.
Providing the comp, the collision liability coverage to a vehicle that you rent, let's say at the airport.
Okay.
There are a couple areas that some gaps that you would want to talk to your agent about, but it's loss of use, diminished value on that vehicle, and administrative fees. Those are some areas where you could still end up having to pay. So,
okay.
It's a yes and a no answer there on the rental stuff.
Talk
to your agent.
Yes.
Make sure you got the right coverage and you understand what is covered and what wouldn't be.
Yes. And Doug, we discussed this just briefly, but you remember back in the day when people used to steal car stereos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know that.
Man, that doesn't exist anymore. No, does it?
You know, like you had that little face you had to take off there to try to like trick the criminal that, no, there's no radio here.
No, there's nothing here. We swear. I remember my mother telling me, Ian, lock up the. Ian, take your radio with you. You don't want it taken from you. Doug, great information today. Wonderful, wonderful knowledge. Now, Doug, if anybody has any questions about you or they want to work with you, what's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, give me a ring. 920-482-2222. Email me or look on Facebook or Google Soetzma Insurance. You can always stop in at 805 Quay Street, downtown Manitowoc.
Awesome. And Doug, I think we'll do it all again next week.
Awesome. I look forward to it.
All right. It's WCUB.
Inside Insurance with Doug Soetzma from Soetzma Insurance Agency is heard every Monday morning here on Cub Radio. Tune in again next week for an all-new episode or download the podcast anytime at cubradio.com. Soetzma Insurance Agency. Security close to home. You're listening to WCUB, a C. Hafer broadcasting station.
Soetzma Insurance Agency, security close to home.